Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's second date update is a little different from the others because we actually have audio of what happened while they were out on their date. They were bowling, this guy and this girl, and at one point he leaned to her and went, "You know what I like to do? I enjoy a good old make out with my cousin." Who doesn't like kissing their cousin? I remember back in a family reunion, all my family members were kissing. I leaned over to my cousin and said, "More tongue, please. Give me some more tongue, Cousin Jenny." At least that's what I think happened on the date. James is on the phone and he wants us to call a girl named Danielle today. The awkward part of their date, I guess, and the reason that James thinks he's not getting a call back is because while they were out bowling together, he shared with her that when he was younger, he kissed his cousin. And things were sort of awkward after that. So he's been trying to get a hold of her. She's actually been texting back and forth with him, but she keeps blowing him off, saying that she's busy and everything else. Was that accurate audio of your date, James?
I mean, that's an artist's license, I guess. Honestly, I think it went a little bit better than that.
Okay.
I don't think I'm not quite that southern, but otherwise, sure, let's go with that.
All right.
And do you just want to maybe kind of explain the situation to her?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to straighten this out with her, like, except for that one awkward part of the evening. Like, we had great chemistry, and I don't want to throw this away just because, like, it was like an awkward anecdote that got told or something.
Yeah, it's not like you're still seeing your cousin.
Oh, gross. No, we've broken things off since then. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, man, I'm gonna dial the phone number. See if we can get her on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Danielle, please?
This is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hello.
Hello, what's going on?
Nothing, just enjoying a break right now.
Sweet. So I got you at the right time, I guess.
I guess so.
We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why.
What?
Do you remember going out with a guy named James?
Yeah, I remember James.
Okay, well, we talked to James. And he told us about you guys going out and hanging out at the bowling alley. And he said that he had a really great time. But he says he's been trying to text with you. And you've just been being like, "I'm busy. I'm out of town. My phone's dead." All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been a hectic time.
So you really are busy?
Yes, I'm actually busy.
So you liked James? Like, you thought he was cool?
Yeah, James was really cool.
Okay, then why are you always busy and not able to hang out with him? Are you still trying to process the fact that he made out with his cousin when he was a young boy? He told us about that little awkward moment during your date.
Oh, I can't believe he mentioned that. I couldn't believe he told me that.
You still liked him after you found out he kissed his cousin?
You know, it was a little awkward when he brought it up, and he, you know, he seemed to be really nervous too. But it was all really endearing. I mean, you know, he's a kid.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was saying he was 25 years old.
Yeah, he wasn't like his cousin. He went out with his cousin before he went out with me.
Right. Yeah, right.
Like, "Oh, dude, I just had coffee with my cousin in a huge makeout sesh. I'm so excited to bowl with you right now."
So I don't get it, though, because I'm sorry. Every guy I've ever met, I'm a pretty busy person, but if I like them, you make time for them.
Yeah.
Totally. I just had a situation. Something happened, and I just couldn't see him. You know, I needed some time.
You needed some time, or you got, like, another relationship going on or something?
No.
Nothing like that?
No, nothing like that.
Okay, but there's something going on in your life where you can't make time to go out with him.
Right. I had a bit of a situation, And I just need some time before I can see him again.
Okay, that sounds really shady. I'm just going to be honest. Is it shady?
It's not. It's not shady. It's embarrassing.
For you?
For me, yes.
What is it?
Now we're dying to know.
Yeah, I have to know now.
I just need another week at least before I see him again. That's all.
You need a week.
And then, yeah, my situation will be done and over.
What?
It's another relationship. Your divorce is going to be final in a week. Your divorce is going to be final in a week. Is that it?
No. No relationship. None of that. Just a little procedure that I have to have.
Whoa. You're getting fake boobs?
No, that would be a nice surprise, though.
Yeah, he'd be excited about that. He'd be like, I'll wait a week. That's fine.
Like a medical procedure?
It's not. Fine, I'll just tell you guys.
Thank you.
And this happened after my date with James. I was really late for work one day. I'm rushing out of the house. I'm in a panic. And I ran into my door. I go to open it. I run into my door, and I knock my teeth out.
What? You knocked your teeth out?
Yeah. And
so, you poor thing.
While we talk to you right now, are you currently toothless?
I didn't lose all of my teeth. It's my two front teeth.
Oh, no, honey.
Oh, wow. So you knocked your two front teeth out, and that's why you've needed time.
Yeah, I don't need him to see me like this.
I can understand that. If you go out with a girl and she's got a perfectly full set of choppers and you show up and you're like, where'd your two front teeth go?
Yeah, and it's just not a story I would like to tell over and over again.
Hey, he does like kissing cousins. It may be right up his alley. You never know.
You know, instead of texting him and telling him I'm busy, why don't you say, hey, I knocked my front teeth out and I don't really feel like going out on a date until I get those replaced.
Well, I went to the dentist immediately, right after it happened. You know, it wasn't the first thing on my mind to let him know that this happened to me. And the dentist said that I would be able to get it fixed pretty soon in the next few weeks. So I'd rather just get it fixed, get it done, so that when James, if I go out with James again, he's not looking at me trying to figure out what part of my tooth is fake.
I would never tell a soul if I were you. I wouldn't go to work until I got it fixed.
Yeah, it has not been fun.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about not telling anybody is that James is actually on the other line listening, Danielle.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh,
you could have told me that you knocked your teeth out. Like, that's fine. You know, it's not your fault.
Oh, I can't believe that this is happening to me right now.
I mean, you don't have to be embarrassed. It's fine. It's okay. Like, I mean, I'm not judging you.
It's not fine. My two front teeth are missing. I don't need anybody looking at that.
Believe me, like, I understand. Oh. Like, you know, sometimes something like that happens. You don't want to look, like, you know, weird and off-putting, but it's an accident. You didn't, like, set out to, like, knock out your front teeth by yourself. Like,
look, I appreciate everything you said, but I just want to get it fixed.
I get it. That's fine. Like, if you want to take the time that it needs to, like, you know, get your new choppers in and stuff, that's fine with me. I'm just so relieved. The reason you weren't calling me back was because I kissed my cousin.
See? Danielle, he's actually happy to know that you knocked your teeth out. He's excited about that.
I'm glad I could give him that comfort.
Danielle, would you like to go out on a second date with James? We will pay for it. Once your teeth get better.
Yes, I would love to go out with James again.
Awesome.
Once I get my teeth back.
There you go. There you go, James.
Oh.
This is awesome. I'm really excited to see you again. And if you need help, you know, while you're convalescing with your new teeth or whatever, I'd be down for helping.
If you want him to feed you baby food, he'll do that for you.
Oh, what a romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Danielle, while you're in there for your new teeth and stuff, see about the boobs.
Oh, come
Maybe,
on. Flag.
I don't know. It's time to make some changes in your life, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.